Fork and tongue. The name will be Winnie.
Oh.
The poop.
Okay.
And we're up to our next Russian. Nines. Oh, that's so close. That would have been terrible.
Took the Heide Commissioner.
Continuing now with our various drushes, we still haven't quite gotten to Shabbos, but we're getting there, because Kabbalah Soter was B'Shabbos, so here's already our first, and it becomes central to understanding the sugya that, you know, that Shabbos was Shabbos. So now our question is like this. We know that sperm survives only a certain amount of time. We know that the Torah is only metame semen if the sperm is viable. How do we know that that shear is a shear of 3 days? Now, that 3 days, we're not quite certain what that means. It might mean 72 hours, which is scientifically what it means, but in the Torah it might mean third day, it might mean part of a day, is kekula, and so on. That we'll see in the Gemara. Since Meisher Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael that they should be ready for Kabbalah Satera 3 days later, Al Tikshu El Isha, so obviously the problem in Al Tikshu El Isha would only be that in case there was any leakage of semen from a woman, it would still be Tameh, and then she wouldn't be in a Matzvi Mekabel Tera, and it's Usher. It's usher for Balkari, she would have it in a Balkari, it's usher for Balkari to be on her Sinai. But like this, she could go to the mikvah, right? And even if she would be polet at Shechvat Zera, she would still be tohar. Why? Because it's already, the sperm is already not loyal. Minayin shemarchitzin et hamila bayom ha-shlishi shechaliot b'shabbat. How do we know that it's mutter even on the third day? From the time of the Mila, it's still considered to be a sakana, and you have a right to be Mechal Shabbos even 3 days later. So obviously the attack in Shechem is on the third day. It must be that they're still under the impact of the Mila. And how do we know that when they threw down the Sayyar Mishtaleach, they had attached to it a tongue, so to speak, a skin of red wool. That's from the Pasuk, Yim Yuchato Echem Kashonim Kashelag Yalbino. Kashonim, which is Vasemis, learns that Kashonim is Remis to Shnayim. In other words, that it, for some reason the color is called two because it's meant to be partially on the Sermishtaleach and partially on the stone that you throw down, which now rolls down with the Sermishtaleach.
I thought the Lashon was in the
Mizamikdash. That's something else. This is Al Rosh HaMishtaleach. Minayin l'sifa shikishtiya v'yom HaKippurim. And how do we know that just like the Torah asks drinking on Yom Kippur because it's called an inui, so too taking oil and rubbing it on your skin is considered to be the equivalent of shtiya. Even though we can't say that this is really a proof, because in the context of the pusik, we're not really referring to something that's on you, but in other words, a mayim that's going in you, but rather to mayim that's on you. Nonetheless, it does compare mayim to shemen. It says shenemar v'tovo kamayim bekirbo uchashemen ba'atzmutav. Okay, so that's the posuk is not talking about drinking water. It's talking about just like the water that you wash over yourself. It comes inside of you, so to speak. So too does the oil come into your bones. So it's a metaphor, but meanwhile the Torah is comparing the shemen to the mayim.
So skin breathes and it drinks.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, apparently the Reisha that says in our Mishnah that on the third day the woman would still be Tmeah, it's not going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we'll see in the Brisa, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that even B'yom HaShlishi it's Tahirah. Here it says Tmeah. And yet the second part of the Mishnah talks about the Marchitzim et HaKatan, that is the Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's the famous Mishnah. He's the author of the one who says that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to be Rochitz the meal. So it's a little bit strange over here that you have a Mishnah that's put together with the Tanus B'Dafka, not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the safe is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Mishnah. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Irish Shemanolai. We're going to see in the Brice in a moment that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that B'Yom HaShlishi, it's already Torah, so Paleta Shechazera would not be Tmeya B'Yom HaShlishi. Well, says the Gemara, the truth is we have a famous Machlokas in Bava Metzia about what is adif in understanding a Mishnah. Is it better to say that a Mishnah should stand as written and it's going like two separate mandiyamim, or is it better to dray a cup, either by claiming that the case has changed, which is a little bit strange, you know, because a Mishnah ought to be parallel talking about the same thing, or to be even change the gears if necessary, to be Mishabish the Mishnah, rather than to say that Rebbe would have written the Mishnah on Liba to mandiyamim. That's a machlokas. And if you hold, so manda lo muki ketanoi, if you refuse to accept that any of Rebbe's Mishnayas were written according to Mandiyamim and Buruchelik and each other in one Mishnah, then we'll have to be Mishabish the Mishnah. We'll have to say that when it says Minayin li Peleta Shechvasera Yom HaShlish Shehi Tmeya, it actually said Shehi Taira. And that the Pasuk is a Raya Shehi Taira. And we'll see that there's two ways of understanding that Pasuk. So we'll have to say Tahira. Manda mukim ketanoi, if you're with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's your
shot. Yeah,
we'll see, yeah. If you're ready to accept that it would be two mandiyamim, fine, we'll have to say Reisha Rabban and say for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let's take a look at the sugya so we can understand this better. Tana Rabban. Poleta chichvazera b'yom ha'shlishi tehora, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, B'davka not like the gears in our mission. He says, Bayom HaShlishi. So she's already Tahira. Now, what would that mean? In other words, if the Tahira is saying over here that Hayuna Konim Lishloshet Yamim, Mashma, that Lishloshet Yamim, on the third day already, it would be Tahira. So what would that mean? That would mean, let's say, that she was Mishameshes on the Wednesday night, which would be Lil Chamish. Right? We'll see, these are the days that it's going to be Negea, so we'll as well take that. Let's say she was Mishameshes B'Chamish, either Lil Chamish, or during the day, and she was Poletes B'Shabbos, which would be the third day, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And it could be that there were only two full Onos, generally we go by Onos, as we'll see, which are periods of 12 hours. It was either Yom or Laila, not 12 hours, but either Yom or Laila. Could be that you only have two full Onos, because let's say where she was Mishameshes Thursday in the daytime, before Thursday night. So then she has Friday night, Friday day, and then she could have been Poletus even Leil Shabbos, that's the Yom HaShlishi. So that would be really only 24 hours plus something. I mean, on the other hand, it might have been the entire Thursday, Friday, till Shabbos morning. I mean, you know, it could have been five Einos. I mean, but L'maisa wouldn't matter, because the Torah doesn't seem to make it dependent in Einos at all. So it's B'Yom HaShlishi. Okay. So therefore, she's tired. Give Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says, no. First of all, you have to know that your Iker assumption is wrong. And we'll see that there's a problem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says L'yom HaShlishi, and Meir Rabbeinu says L'shoshes Yomim. So something's wrong. L'yom HaShlishi is the third day, and Meir says 3 days. And that's not the same thing as saying the third day. The third day could be 2 days. And then on the third day, that's all problem later on, what happened. But it appears that Meir Rabbeinu added a day. That's going to be part of our discussion, not today, but we're getting to it. So Rabbi Yishmael argues, first of all, fundamentally, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's not the third day, it's 3 days, and it's the fourth day. That's the first thing. Furthermore, he argues on Rabbi Akiva coming up, who holds that it's a specific number of onot, of yomim v'leilot, five onot. In order, Tosafos explains what the lashon of Rabbi Yishmael, in order to explain what's coming up and how he differs from Rabbi Akiva, So now it speaks out in the Braisa clearly. Instead of simply saying, no, it's Yom Ravi, instead of simply saying that, which would have sufficed to argue with Elazar ben Azariah, if you wanted to, you could have said in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, instead of saying on the third day, you could have said, sometimes two Einas, sometimes three Einas. I mean, I'm with you, bad, right? It doesn't mention Einas. The reason it doesn't mention Einas is because it's not Nagia. Nobody ever said it would be Nagia Einas. Since, however, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel both agree that it's Yom HaRevi, and it's a machlokas, whether that's defined by five Einas or not, Mamela, Rabbi Shmuel expresses himself not in terms of the day, but rather in terms of how many day-night periods, which are called Einas. Good. So Rabbi Shmuel says like this, look, sometimes you have, in the fourth day, four full Einas, sometimes you have five full Einas, sometimes you have six full Einas, depending on what the time was that she was Mishameshes, and what the time is that she was Poletes. So in other words, sometimes you'll only have four that are Mamish Shleimas. So let's say sometime on Wednesday she had been Mishameshes. Maybe towards the night. So now she has Thursday, meaning the night of Thursday, the day of Thursday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday. Now on the fourth day could mean already the beginning of Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. So she's Poletes Leil Shabbos. So the most I can guarantee you is four full Einas, if it's the fourth day.
Minimum.
It could be it was five Einas. Could be it was six Einas. If she had, maybe she wasn't Poletes till the morning, and maybe she hadn't been Mishamish before. Fine. But one thing I can tell you, at least Arba Einas that she'll get. So Pamim Shein Arba Einas, meaning Shleimas, Pamim Shein Chomesh Einas, Pamim Shein Shesh Einas, but it's irrelevant. Because since the Torah never mentioned Einas, and it only spoke about Yamim, what's not coming to you? What makes you think that it's a din in Einas Bechlau? Rabbi Akiva is going to start talking about Einas, so I want to make it clear, no. Could be four, or five, six, that's not the issue. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, oh, that's very much the issue. It's a Chomesh Einas din. It's not a Yom Ravi din. It's the Eilam Chomesh. And I'll tell you something. Not only is it Le'olam Chomesh, but if she ends up missing part of the Eina Rishena, Im Yatzta Miktas Eina Rishena, Neidlin La Miktas Eina Shishis. In order to make up for the missing time, she has to wait now to be Tovelet, because any Plita during the fifth Eina, meaning now we'll measure it in terms of not nights and days, but 12-hour periods would be the equivalent to nights and days. If she's missing sometime in the beginning, so she had been Mishameshet earlier, she give her more time to make up the missing time in order to be Tovelas. Because the Torah is not commanded on Chomesh Einas, 5 times 12 hours. So therefore you need 60 hours, not 72 hours. We'll see there's a sheet that holds 3 full days, it's 72 hours. And certainly you can't get away with the two Einas of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's crazy. Fine. So far we have three Shitas over here. Amrul Rabbanan Kabinim of Papa. So the Rabbanan in saying over the Maimer over here of the Machlokas in front of Rav Papa, or some say actually it was while Rav Papa was saying it over to Rava, asked the following. Bishleim Rav Elazar ben Azariah Kirabbanan. Vami b'chamishi abit prisha. We're going to see soon that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan about when the mitzvah prisha was, what day of the week. Shabbos was vaday the day of Matan Torah. The question was it on Thursday or was it on Wednesday that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the mitzvah of prisha? Okay, so now that, of course, has implications to the pasuk that we're bringing as Azariah. So if you want to tell me, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah apparently holds, like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Thursday from Har Sinai after hearing the mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Prisha Minayisha, and he tells it over to Bnei Yisrael. And so what you have over here is the most I can guarantee you, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, since he holds like the Rabbanan, and since the given that on Shabbos the Torah was given, and we know, as we'll see, that the Tefillah was on Leil Shabbos, it was not on Shabbos morning, which we'll see the reasons for tomorrow. So therefore, you have no choice, says Rav Elazar, but to say that they made it on Thursday. Some people maybe hadn't been Parish on Thursday before they heard the Mitzvah Frisha, right? So that's really all they can guarantee is two ayahs. How do they, you have Friday, meaning the night of Friday, the Thursday night, where it's already they heard the Mitzvah, and then Friday morning, just Friday, ayahs, two ayahs. The next evening they're already being Tevelis. So apparently, he holds that maybe even two ayahs would be okay. Well, that's all right, because Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah indeed holds that. That's the most that you can guarantee, after all, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. It's Rebbe Shmuel who says you got an extra two.
You said he came down on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that he told him about the
Prisha? Yeah, we'll see. That's a Machlokas. That's the Rabbanim Shita. Later on, we'll see from the Pesukim they can bring a right. Now, Rabbi Yishmael holds, no. It's four Aines. Oh, that means he's adding another day. Let's say he's going according to Shita Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi, Prisha. Okay, so you have, therefore, in case someone hadn't been Parish until they heard the Mitzvah, it was already too late to count the Aina of the Wednesday. So they have Thursday, the night of Thursday, the day of Thursday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday. That they definitely have. Could be they have the Aina from before, maybe it was five Ainas.
When they go to the Mitzvah on Friday night, since they got
it
next quarter, can't
count
that one too?
You need a four. Doesn't count unless it's complete.
No,
because it won't help us to count on Matan Torah itself. If she went to the mikveh for Friday night, and then she was poletus in the middle of the night between Friday night and the morning, what good did going to the mikveh do if the sperm is still viable? So it's clear that must be that we're taking for granted that you don't have to worry about that, right, apparently. So therefore, they make sense. It's very simple. Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel, but I don't understand Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva makes no sense at all. If he holds like a Rabbanan, the most he can guarantee is two ayahs. If he holds like Rabbi Yossi, he can guarantee is four ayahs. Where does he come up with the idea of five ayahs before? Says the Gemara, no, he holds Bemis like Rabbi Yossi, that for sure, that it was on Wednesday. But he holds that it was not on Wednesday, sometime in the day, so that someone may have been Mishameshes on Wednesday in the daytime in the morning before they heard from Aisha. He holds like Rav Ada Bar Abba. Rav Ada Bar Abba is Medayik from the Pasuk that Moshe Bahashkama Allah, who Bahashkama Yarab. The Aliyat Har Sinai of Moshe Rabbeinu was with sunrise, and his Yerida was with sunrise. Bashkama Allah dekti vayashke Moshe baboker vayal al ha-sinai. Bashkama yara dekti v'lech reid v'alita ata v'aron imar. Makish yirida la'aliyah. The Torah now is comparing the yirida and the aliyah, because it says lech reid v'alita ata v'aron imar. So in other words, whatever the din is in the aliyah, which is bashkama, that's the din in the yirida. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him you have to get down there in the morning? Because they needed to know the Mitzvah Frisha. Because otherwise, what if they didn't know? Then they wouldn't have Chomesh Aines, because we'd have to exclude Wednesday, and all they would have had was Thursday, Friday. And already Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, they'd be going to the Mikvah. Where's the fifth Aina? So since there's a Hakpada that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Medea immediately in the morning, the Mitzvah of Prisha, that means that there's a Chiyuv of Prisha, an additional Aina. Why? Must be because the viability is 60 hours. And that wouldn't be enough 48 hours just to have the four Einish Lainas.
And Ashkama means that they would have known by Nez.
Yeah,
by
correct. Lama Lilam Hebrahu, but wait a minute there. why was it necessary to get down there so fast to tell them? I mean, here is the place where it says, Mamlechas Kayanim. So, I mean, Amar Avuna Yisrael Kedeshim Hein, Ve'in Mishamshin Mitaseyim Beyayim, that when a person is Naik B'Kedusha, he isn't Mishamish Beyayim, in order to violate Tzniyas, and to be looking at things that he shouldn't be looking. So therefore, even if he hadn't told them, Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody would have been Mishamish. No, that's not true. Amar Ravim, Haya Bayita Fel Mutar, the Amaravi Ten Rapapata Mishachama Fel Betalito Mutar. We already saw in Nida that this is not an absolute. If somebody knows how to be Shemer Enoch, so then as long as he keeps Dark Eight Sneas, is not included in the Pasik Bozed Rachav Yomut, and therefore it's not a violation either of Kedusha, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell.
Isn't that tough in the desert? Mm-hmm. Stone house, I can understand.
Tough in the desert?
A little teepee in the desert.
It's a little teepee?
Whatever. How's it?
What are you, a muggle or something? You have a real tent over there, a 16-room little tent. So therefore Moshe had to tell him. Okay, but bottom line is, however we understand that point, that doesn't change the bottom line. The bottom line is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was makbid, you have to know Wednesday morning early to be perish, and therefore it must be that Wednesday day is an aina, and then two ainas on Thursday, and two ainas on Friday. But then there's the variance. I mean, people who had more time, but that's the minimum. So you see, it must be Chomesh Ainas, from which we learn that the din of viability of sperm is 60 hours minimum. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Frek the Gemara, even so, if you're telling me they went to the mikveh, according to you, on Leil Shabbos, so that means they wouldn't become Tahor until Saturday night, because you need Harav Shemesh. So they're still going to be Tfula Yom. So what kind of tefillah is this? Abaye Baravim, Rav Chinina Baravim, Amar Tavar, Nitna Tera Tfula Yom. Who says the Indian over here is Tuma? Where did the Torah say that you're Mokhuyev to be Tahar? First, you're Tame, but you're not a Balkari. That's the important point. You have a generic tumor called the generic of some tumor of someone who was teva b'yisayom who remains tummy b'tfulyom, but there's no longer a din specifically of balkari. And as we saw in Maseches Nida, the Torah is very focused on that concept particularly, and only that concept. Doesn't care about tumor per se. So Torah is given to tfulyom. Why not? That was, you'll remember, that was the whole Takanas Ezra. The only thing that we remarked on is Keri. That means that there's something innate about the Tumah of Keri, particularly that the Torah feels is contraindicated to Torah. Based on that, we made our takonos over the years not to be Isaac in Divrei Kedusha, but Tok Keri. We certainly didn't say such a thing regarding Tumas Meis or Tumas Sheretz or any other Tumah. That means that there's something unique about the whole issue. And we know that's mamish the case in the sense we were talking about at the Siyan. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam differ in this Nakuna by Yikra, whether it's Keri without the olive or it's with the doctor with the olive. So the whole element of Torah that's given to Moshe Rabbeinu is without Keri. But as far as Tfuyom is concerned, big deal. You don't Torah to Tfuyom.
Nobody knows if they went to the mikveh on Thursday night, so there could be...
What good would it do? If she was Poleta Shechwazera, she would become Tamei again.
No. They heard the Isur on Tuesday, and by Thursday night they all went to the mikveh. So they were all, by Friday night they were all, they were already...
Not true. What if she was poletet shechvatzera? She can go to the mikveh and still have semen inside of her, and then if it comes out she'll have to go again. When is she going to go again?
It's after the 3 days.
Exactly. So that's so.
It's changing.
The last minute of the day on Thursday night, she's Poleta Shechvazer. Now what's she going to do? It's still Tame. But then Friday night,
Thursday,
the end of Thursday. The end of Friday. The end of Shishi. The end of Shishi. So the last minute on Shishi, she's poletes. When is she going to go to the mikvah? She has to go to the mikvah Leil Shabbos. So then she'll have to wait till Saturday night, but then it's too late. The Torah was given in the morning on Shabbos. That's the Gemara's problem. So therefore, says the Gemara, must be that there's not an issue when it comes to Tful Yom. Is that really a pun, or is there something about issue that has to do with the issue? No, did that become the nekuda in which there's something to do with the bottom line in dealing with an issue? It's a very strange kind of coincidence. Huh? But in any event, the Paleta Shechvazera is what matters, not the Tfilas Yom. Yossi Marim Bekam Alashmai Sabrif. Marim was saying over this whole analysis, there must be that it's okay for Tful Yom. Yeah, but only Ravina the Marimar, so Ravina has heard it said, when they said that Nitna Ter Tful Yom, did that mean literally? Or did it mean Ru'uya to be given to a Tful Yom? Did it actually happen that okay, the Torah isn't makbid on Tful Yom, but suppose Lamaisa, somebody had a plita during the night after the tefillah, maybe they went to the mikveh again. Maybe they were makbid, that there should at least be, it could be that really there were tevo before. As our president suggests, go to the mikveh, and maybe they weren't prelates. If they had to be prelates, so fine, then they would have to. They knew that they'd have to go to the mikveh again, but it didn't happen that they needed to go to the mikveh again. Maybe they had siyata d'shmaya. Maybe in the same way that we know that the Torah, everybody became well and healed and so on. Maybe they wanted to try their best that it should be good. They went to the mikveh during the day, waited for the sun to set Friday night, and nobody needed to go to the mikveh again. I mean, are you saying that be'emes there were people on Har Sinai that had been Poter Shechvazera and that were Tful Yom? Or are you saying just that's not the problem? If it would have happened, we would have been able to take care of it because we would have gone to the mikveh again. But it didn't happen. We didn't need to go to the mikveh again.
Inside the Isha, there's no problem.
No, of course not. Nothing is Mitami inside.
It was in the man, it was out, it was in the woman, and now it's still, but if it comes out of the woman.
But if it leaks out, it's the same thing as if it's on something else. Yes, it is.
But
the
other issue is
Harev
Shemesh.
Harev Shemesh, Tful Yom. So they went to the mikveh, as you suggested, right before the evening on Friday. So by the time Friday night fell, they had Harev Shemesh. And they weren't Baltas.
This is a curiosity question, or is it a nafkamina here?
No, this is certainly no nafkamina la halacha. And I mean, we know none of our takanas were to avoid a Tful Yom. The takanas Ezra going to Mikveh and so on is not a Tful Yom. But it's a question of understanding the nature of our hakpada, like Abed HaKadosh of Torah. Because the way you said it, you were saying the Torah was given, you said was given the Tful Yom. That's an important nekuda, because, I mean, we know, let's say, when it comes to Parah Aduma, where that becomes an important issue, the whole issue between the Purushim and the Tzedukim. Right? That's like all of the Dinner of Parah revolve around that question. Is the Tful Yom kosher for Parah? So, I mean, this is a major thing. Are you telling me that Halacha L'maisa, Kabbalah Zatera itself was actually done with Tful Yom? When it came to Parah, we went out of our way to make sure that it was done. But that's going to get the Tzedukim and show them that we don't care and we'll do it with the Tful Yom. So it's certainly an important point. On Marlene, no, I didn't hear right. Me, Nitna. Then Ruya, Kamina. Now, so let me ask you something. Isn't there a way out of these problems? I mean, why can't we be litvilei b'nei shimshin, and let's be makabotei b'nei shimshin? In other words, why do we have to do this? The b'nei shimshin, as Rashi points out, doesn't mean b'nei shmashes in the usual sense. B'nei shimshin is a way of referring to Friday night. Why? Because it's the only Bein HaShemashos that matters to us. Because that's the time in which you're going to have to be perish from Malacha before Bein HaShemashos. So therefore, we always call Lele Erev Shabbos. We call the Lele Shabbos. Okay? It's just a way of referring to it. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is saying that it's very important that we have Chamesh Einai Shleimus. And that's all that we need is Chamesh. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait until the morning? Why didn't he give the Torah right then? I would suggest that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till the morning was to add an additional Einai. So that in case there had been a Plita, it would be possible to dash off to the mikvah on your way to Har Sinai. I mean, otherwise, how do you explain? He's taking so seriously, this is the Kuddah. Moshe Rabbeinu came down early in the morning to warn them and so on, and they went to the mikvah in the night, noon. So why didn't they get the Torah right away? Why were they waiting till the morning? Why is that part insignificant? It's very significant that Moshe Rabbeinu came down in the morning, but it's not significant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in the morning. Can you explain that? So why doesn't he conclude that you need Sheish Einai Shleimus, and that's why there's no way to get Kabbalah Sotera at night? Rav Yitzchak, that's not the reason the Torah was given at night. The reason the Torah wasn't given at night is, as Yeshayahu says, the Torah wasn't meant to be given in darkness. Because as he speaks out the Ferish, Lo Mirosh B'Seser Dibarti, Lo B'Seser Dibarti, B'Mokam Eretz Cheshech. So in other words, it's not a time for darkness. The whole point of Torah is that it enlightens the world, everybody has to know about it, it's meant to be a dover that changes the world. That's not done at night.
Anadei HaKavod isn't so helpful?
Hmm?
Anadei HaKavod creating lights in the darkness?
It doesn't matter, but it's a time of life, it's a time of crushing. But, I mean, certainly nobody would conclude from the fact that Torah was given in daytime that we needed to wait till the day in order to add another Aina. I mean, there's plenty of good reasons for why Torah should be given in the day. So wait, if that's the case, so then why can't you just go to the mikvah then? And how does Rabbi Akiva know that they went to the mikvah on Friday night? You're telling me it's a given they went to the mikvah at night, because they could have given it at night, gone at night. And why could they have gone at night? Because you only need 5 Einais. Wait. On the contrary, say, Lamaisa, were there 6 Einais, Rabbi Akiva? So maybe they went to the mikvah after the 6 Einais? Where'd you get the idea from? Well, must be only need 5. Lamaisa, there were 6. Why were there 6? Because the Torah isn't given at night. So the Torah isn't given at night, and they went to the mikvah in the morning. Why are you taking for granted that they didn't go to the mikvah in the morning?
On Shabbos morning.
Yeah. Well, it's stands. You're concluding from a pasuk, but the pasuk says nothing about going to the mikvah. You're concluding from the pasuk that you only need 5 Einais instead of 6. That's a very strange conclusion, isn't it? Rav Yitzchak, exactly. It's not reasonable, says Rav Yekiba, to say that that's what the Torah meant. I mean, it's a ridiculous situation. You have millions of people hurrying up to Har Sinai, and then everybody else is rushing off to the mikvah. It's very strange. I mean, Jews are a little bit weird, but I mean, at least one time in history, you know. Let's do things together.
We're worse than the life of the 45
seconds. So, Mimela, that explains.
But the apostles don't get the door without going to the mikvah first.
I'm saying it must be that there was one time in which the Jews were weird. You should know that this so far, everything that you've discussed, is all very nice if you're going like Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So it was a question, 4 Einais, 5 Einais. But the Chachamim Amrim Sheish Einais Shleimus Bina. Indeed, the Chachamim disagree. They all like Rabbi Yossi. The Torah was given, the mitzvah of Prisha was given on Wednesday, therefore you have 4 full days, and they hold, therefore, that in a case that a woman was poletes, she went to the mikvah again in the morning. Why not? Fine, 99% of the people went to the mikvah in the nighttime. the rare individual who was Poletas before the morning when everybody was dashing off to dinner. She ran to the mikveh. So what's the big deal? So Mamela, since we know that the Torah waited until the morning, there was in fact a problem of giving the Torah before for those individuals, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu waited for them.
So why we stay up in Lyle Shul's Tikkun? Is that part of the...
Slap by. Yeah. But the ones who didn't get a mikveh were also late. So Omer Rav Chista Machlokishik Pirshamin Aisha. By the way, all of the issues that we're talking about over here, where the Shechvah Zera was nifletas, and it was held in conditions during that period, the 72 hours according to Rabbanan, or 60 hours according to Rabbi Akiva, it was held in a condition that was at high temperature, because the inside of the body is hot. But Pirshamin Ha'ish, if you have Shechvah Zera that was being held somewhere, don't think that sperm decays in 72 hours. You can freeze Shechvah Zera, you can use it later. So there's no problem in using old Shechvah Zera, it just has to be stored properly. So if you have Shechvah Zera that was Poresh Min Ha'ish directly, and now it's kept in a test tube, or if it's on a baguette, it'll be the time of the baguette, Kozmachi Lecha, it still was capable of impregnating. Mostly Rav Sheshes.
And then it stops being tummy?
And in the case of Poletas.
Once it dries.
Oh, once it dries. Or once it was Niflatai after 72 hours. Once it's no longer viable. Right. We have nothing against semen, but we don't like sperm, so to speak. And the point over here is that we can't have viable, if we darshan from the pasuk. Shechvas Zera, a bit of an issue. The Shechva is the container, so to speak, the semen, that holds the Zera, that holds the seed. So the it's not the Shechva that's the problem, it's the Zera, which is therefore Ruhu Yela Hazriya. If you don't have Ruhu Yela Hazriya, it's not Matami. So it says, Esrupshation, it says, V'chol Beged, V'chol Orashe Yelav Shechva Zera. And from there we darshan that it has to be zera, it has to be realazriha, prat l'shechva zera shisrucha. But once it's no longer viable, it's ruined, and it doesn't say that it's dried, it says it's ruined. Doesn't that mean that even if it was not inside of the body and therefore held under unsuitable conditions, that nonetheless it would be called ruined? It's been around too long, right? So it decays. It's spoiled. It's not spoiled. Apparently you can spoil without drying.
And not viable because of
and therefore, so why would it be tar? Because it's in a real Azriya. So that's what we're dashing over here. So my love, Shapir Shaman Aish. I mean, doesn't that mean about the stam? There was Shechva Zera on a baguette, and it remains, it does not remain tameh, even though it isn't dry. No, Shapir Shemin Aisha. That's talking about, indeed, a case of a poletet. Why do you say that they're necessarily talking about that it was directly from the Ish? Maybe it was held under bad conditions. Boyeruf Papa, Shechva Zera Shel Yisrael B'me'ekutit Ma'u. How about Jewish sperm in a non-Jewish body? What's the difference? Jewish bodies are really bad places for cells to survive. These Jews are so hung up that their body temperature could be higher than other people because they're always worried about things. They got chakras, they got mincha, they got zman kriyashma, they got this mitzvah, that mitzvah, they don't have a minute to relax. So their whole metabolism is that they're running around like madmen all the time. So they're in a rat race, so maybe their body temperature is high. You take a nice, relaxed calm guy. I mean, what's the problem? He's sitting around sunning him. He's got nothing to think about, nothing to worry about. So maybe his body temperature is lower. I mean, it doesn't take that much of a difference, you know. I mean, see how effective fever is. You raise the body temperature a couple of degrees, and you already make the body a bad place for a certain bacteria. So mamela, maybe that difference, a couple degrees of difference, and the sperm will survive longer. So if the Shechva Zera was in a non-Jewish uterus, maybe it would last longer. So, ma, Yisrael did the Igiv and mitzvahs. Yisrael is all hung up about mitzvahs. Chovod the fire. They are really in bad shape. They have very high metabolism. But a goy, the low Igiv and mitzvahs, they have a low metabolism. Or maybe the pshat is, that's a given. I mean, the shayla is, do they do other things that might raise their body temperature? You see, they don't eat well. I mean, they eat non-kosher food. I mean, that's going to do it. Going to McDonald's, you expect to have a low metabolism? I mean, it's, you know, you're going to be driving your body crazy. So, kiman da'achlam shkatzim v'remoshim chavav gufayr. That already raises. So maybe they're just as bad off. If, let's say that you'll say, okay, a human goy is indeed the same temperature. How about an animal? How about sperm in an animal? Would that be the same?
What's the problem here? It's in the goy, now it's the animal, and then what?
And pull at this.
And then what?
Is it metame? Yeah, we just want to know if it's metame. It doesn't do a couple of
times.
No, metame falls on a baguette or something. Right. Is it metame? Is it metame the kli? Is it metame the baguette? Or a person? So do we say an isha de isla prosdor, misarechet? As we saw in Nida, this is where we ended up bringing a rhyme, remember the achronim who redefined the nature of prosdor. One of the bases of that redefinition was this Gemara. So a human who has an extended vagina, because of the labia and so on, which don't have an equivalent in the structure of a behemoth. So over there, the body heat is higher, is held in other words, around the uterus. So maybe over there, sperm will be masriach. Ava behemada let la prosdor lo. Mashenkin, an animal doesn't have a prosdor. Maybe this will be different. Odemaloshina. Maybe there's not enough kamina. Take it. On all the above. No. Well, except that there's rules about even Tim Saloma and takers about how to pass him. The Gemara means.
I thought that immediately we finished the take, we didn't bring the animal one.
Yeah,
I know.
Now let's get into the machlokas. We've been referring to machlokas all along, and we never really discussed the brisa of the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Here's the machlokas, Tan Rabbanan. The shaila is, the original shvuas was Azan on the 6th of Sivan, or was on the 7th of Sivan? That's our question. So the Tana Kama holds, B'shishi b'chodesh nidnu aseret hadibrot Yisrael, was the 6th of Sivan, when the Torah was given. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it was on the 7th of Sivan that the Torah was given. Now, what are they arguing? Omar Rava Altagin. The Kuli Amar Barosh Chodesh Osu L'Midbar Sinai. There's no question that the day of arrival was the first day of Sivan. How do I know? Because it says, Bayom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai. It doesn't explain what Bayom HaZeh is. U'chtiv Hatam HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So it's apparently the Torah is telling us, I'm saying the word Bayom HaZeh, and I use the BaChodesh HaShlishi B'Tzeit B'nei Yisrael Mimitzrayim Bayom HaZeh, then that's got to be referring to HaChodesh HaZeh. In other words, we're talking about the day of which it is the Chodesh. So it must have been Rosh Chodesh. Okay, I don't know what day of the week this is yet. But I do also know, let's try to fill in the pieces of the puzzle. I also know the Kuleyama B'Shabbos Nitnat Erli Yisrael. I also know that whatever the date was, the day of Kabbalah Sater was a Shabbos. How do I know that? Because it says, Zochoras Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, and it says, Vayomer Moshe L'Am Zochorat HaYom HaZeh. So what that means is that a mitzvah of Zechira has to be expressed as a preservation of the experience of the moment as you are conscious of it. Therefore, what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them in that Yetzias Mitzrayim, you are experiencing something that needs to become part of your permanent awareness. It has to be part of your basal consciousness. So I can only say that to you the Shah that you're experiencing it. So just like over there in Mitzrayim, it was Hayom Hazeh, you are currently experiencing something that you must integrate into yourself. It has to be part of your identity. So too, when it says Zochres, Yom HaShabbos, it's a reference to what you are currently experiencing. You're experiencing Yom HaShabbos, Zichron.
Didn't Rashi say Makomish, the three mitzvahs of Yom of the four months
and so on? That was in, yeah, that's something else, but that's not the mitzvah of Zephira. You're referring to in Morav.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not the mitzvah of Zephira, it's Yom HaShabbos. Fine. So it means that those words were said to them as a mitzvah of Zephira. It's got to be it was on Shabbos that it was said. Okay, now, it's about halam bitzum hashem, afkam bitzum hashem. Now, what's therefore the question? Ki plige b'kfiya diyarv. The question simply is, what day was Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi is saying Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, and we'll see, obviously in the end we're going to have to go all the way backwards. I'm going to keep going backwards to Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Nisan and find out what happened in Pesach, and then we'll work our way forward. But right now, we're not going into the details of their arguments. Just that it's a given that the machlokas is whether, according to Rabbi Yossi, Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. And if Sunday was Rosh Chodesh, then Shabbos is the seventh day. According to the Rabbanan, and Monday was Rosh Chodesh, so Bemela Shabbos was the sixth day, and that's the machlokas. If you trace the events from that day, so here's what happened. They arrive at Midbar Sinai on Sunday. Now, Sunday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give them any mitzvahs and so on, because it's a trip, it's a day after trip. You don't expect people to show up at the office the day after they come out of the airport, do you?
It's so, Sunday.
Especially, of course, this is the marker problem.
I used to work for AT&T, and the biggest calling day of the year is the Monday after Thanksgiving. So you can't expect people to go right back to work after
right. So, okay, so Sunday passes by uneventfully with people sunning in front of their tents. Now they're recovering. Now comes Monday. So Sunday, if everybody's recovering from their trip, they're feeling very shvach, and after all, I mean, accepting Torah is going to make you an awful lot shvacher. You need a lot of guts to go in there, and we know what happened to poor Rish Lakish. The moment he said the equivalent of Nasav and Ish, remember when he jumped in the water after a Gilkanah, that's it, he couldn't swim anymore. He was so tired. Okay, what would have happened to them if the Rosh Hashanah were for it? Would have to say Nasav and Ishma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves them off. Fine. Now, the next day, which was a Monday, betrayed B'Shabbat, Amalahu, that's when he makes them the offer. And he says, he calls up Mesha, and he says, Atem Tehillim Amlakos Kohanim, Udoi Kodesh, Eila Advarim Hashem Tzaver Al B'nei Yisrael. Fine. Mesha Rabbeinu tells this over. Now, it's Tuesday. Okay. On Tuesday, B'tlata Amalahu Mitzvat Hagbalah, then they were told about the dinim of the Hagbalah, about being careful not to go up on Har Sinai. And then on Wednesday was the next Ma'amar. Now tumorrow we're going to look into the Chumash itself and see how we're being medayik this order, because it's a little bit problematic, since in the Torah the Prisha comes first. And if for some reason we're saying Hagbalah, that we're going to have to look into. Wednesday was Prisha, and so B'meila, by Shabbos, you had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that's the circuit that we just had. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim who say Sheish Einais, they're taking this approach. Rosh Chodesh was a Sunday, gives you now at least four Einais Shleimas, maybe five, maybe six, depending on the Shita, until Kabbalah Zatayim. The Rabban and Zabrin. Rabbanan hold, actually Rosh Chodesh was a Monday. So betray B'Shabbat Yitvi Yarcha. Betray B'Shabbat Lomar Lovlo Amin Mishum B'Chul Yorcha. Okay. This was the first extended weekend. So we had now a Monday. That was a day off. So they were So they were taking off Monday also, you know. And then on Tuesday, they had the offer of Atem Tiyuli Mamlechus Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and then on Wednesday they were given the mitzvah of Hagbolah. On Thursday they were given the mitzvah of Prisha, which means that you couldn't be sure that you would have had more than two Eider Shleimus. Maybe just Friday, meaning Leil Friday and Day Friday, which is, of course, the Sheikh of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. He was going to Chachamim. And then...
Everyone is still holding that it was the first thing in the morning, so that at any rate they had Thursday.
No. That was only Rabbi Akiva hold first thing in the morning. Okay. So that's basically where we're at. Now, of course, we're going to have to go back, analyze the Seder HaDvarim at Har Sinai in the Pesukim to see the order of the mitzvahs and when were they given and did Moshe go up, they come back down, when did this happen and so on. And how do we know the time that Rosh Chodesh was? And how do we explain the difference between the Pasuk that says that you should wait until the third day and then Moshe Rabbeinu coming along and saying 3 days? A lot of funny things going on there in this story of Kabbalah Zotera that seems to have something to do with Shabbos. What better place for it than our Masechta, after all? Okay, from a Mishnah. Minayin lepolet shifat zera b'yom ha'shlishi shitmeyah shenemar yudachonim l'shloshet yamim. Minayin shemar pitzinut ha'milah b'yom ha'shlishi shechaliyot b'shabbat shenemar v'ayi b'yom ha'shlishi b'hiyotam kohavim. Minayin shekoshim l'shon shel zuhurit b'rosh sa'ira b'shtalayak shenemar im yuchatoykem kashanim kachel gyalbinu. Minayin l'sikha shihi kishtiyah b'yom ha'kipurim. אבל מי שאין ראייה לדבר זה, ודבר שנאמר וטובו כמיים בקרבו, וכשמן בעצמותיו. ראשי זה לא קרב לזה בן עזריה, ספר קרב לזה בן עזריה? כזה מין, קרב לזה בן עזריה, היא עוד עשה תאירה, תשלושי יומי. מה נלא מוקי כתנו, I will have to change the Mishnah to read תנא ראשי תאירה, ומוקי לא לכל הקרב לזה בן עזריה. מה נמוקים כתנו, I will say, what can you do? ראשי רבן, ספר קרב לזה בן עזריה. Tana Rabbana, what Rabbi Elazar is I referring to? Well, let the Sheikh Lazar of Yom HaShlishi Tahara, did Rabbi Elazar Nazariah, Rabbi Yishmael Amir, Pa'amim, Shehim Arba Onot, Pa'amim, Shem Chamesh Onot, Pa'amim, Shem Shesh Onot, Rabbi Akiva Amir, Le'olam Chamesh, V'im Yatzta Mikzat Onah Rishonah, she'll need more time, not Nina Mikzat Onah Shishit. Anyway, I'm Rabbi Rabbana, Kameda Rav Papa, I'm the Rav Papa, Rabbi, Bishleim Rabbi Elazar Nazariah, Kirabban, and the Amir, Chamesha Avid Prisha. And Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi holds, look, the most we can give you is 4. It's because he holds a bishop, Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva, come on. Rabbi Akiva bets him on Rabbi Yossi. But he also holds a Gravata Barabba, namely, Kidyam Gravata Barabba, Meshav Ashkama, Alad Bashkama Yorad, Bashkama Alad Dichtiva Yashke Moshe Baboke Vayala Larsinai, Bashkama Yorad Dichtiva Lechreid Vialita, Soma Mela Makishir Nidal Aliyah. So what do you think? Anyway, so what's the point of telling them? Okay, but even so, if they're table Leil Shabbos, they're still Tfilayom. It is clear that not Torah the Tfuyom. Yasi Maremar Bekamel Ashmaitza Omel Avinel Maremar. Do you mean literally Nitna Kamer, or do you mean Ruuya Litain the Tfuyom? Amar Le Ruuya Kamina. Now, why couldn't we just get Torah on the spot? Litful of Beni Shimshin. Look out of Torah Beni Shimshin. Amrav Yitzchak. That's for another reason. It's not because you need another Eina. It's because Lo Mirosh Peseiter Vibarti. Okay, so then you might as well wait and go to the mikveh in the morning, and then you'll have sheishanas. So litvul b'tzav for the Shabbat, litvul b'tzav for the Shabbat. Rav Yitzchak, that can't be. Shoya alolo ochim lekabel Torah, alolo ochim letzvila. Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Zudiv Rav Yishmon, Rav Akiva, who both hold of Rav Yossi. However, the Chachamim who hold of Rav Yossi say that it's sheish or not shleimot, since the Torah wasn't given until the morning. avo pirsha min ha'ish t'me'ah kozman shi'lecha mas rib sheshes v'chol beged v'chol or asher yi'alav shich v'atzera prat v'shich v'atzera shi'srucha. So my love, she pirsha min ha'ish directly. No, she pirsha min ha'isha. Bairachpah, shich v'atzera shi'yisro b'me'ikutit ma'o. Yisrael did the igibi mitzvot chavio gufay. Akum the Lord igibi mitzvot lo. Although given the akushkatsim v'ramoshi, chavio gufay. Vim tim salomar given the akushkatsim v'ramoshi b'chavio gufayu, b'me'e behema ma'o. Isha de it la prozidor masarachat, avu behema de let la prozidor lo. Although lo shna. Tegu. Toner Rabbanan b'shishi b'chorej nitnu aseret ha'dibrot v'Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shiva, Amarot, Kuli, Amar Brosh Chodesh Atulami Bar Sinai. That's clear from the pasuk. Tivata ma Chodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodesh. And sorry, B'tivach, Rabbi Yom Hazel Bo Amid Bar Sinai. Tivata ma Chodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodesh. Mala Alan Rosh Chodesh, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. Furthermore, the Kuli, Amar B'Shabbat Nitnat Torah L'Yisrael. Tivach HaZechorot Yom HaShabbat L'Kachor. Tivata ma Yom HaMoshe La'am. Zechorot HaYom Hazel. So only thing that remains to be determined is how many days was it between that day and Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Sova Bechad B'Shaba Ik B'Yarcha U'Bechad B'Shaba Lo Amalu V'Lamini. Why? Mishum Klush V'Lurcha. So betray B'Shaba Amalu Atat Yuma Amachas Karnim B'Tzlat Amalu Mitzvat Agbala B'Arba'a Avot Prisha. Rabban and Sarvi, no, Rosh Chodesh was betrayed by Shabbat Yipa Yarcha. So then betrayed by Shabbat Amal Lovel Amidi, Mishav Kursh Gurcha, but Tzlat Amal Atem Tuli, Barba Amal Mitzvot Akbala, but Chamisha would Prisha, which doesn't leave you much time. So.